T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Lee here, 623 WCCO, 68, north winds of 9. Nice looking weather weekend. Dew point 55 degrees. It isn't exactly a purple rain, but Prince music has found itself in a familiar spot near the top of the charts. The remastered version of Purple Rain is now in the top 5 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. And I see Warner Brothers saying the re-release in its various forms has moved 52,000 units since it hit the streets again. So I thought I'd play that as we talk with our good friend John Dickerson, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. John, good Friday morning to you.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
And I know that you are a Prince fan, so I thought I'd throw that nugget at you this morning.
I know. You're always taking care of me with a little early morning music, for which I'm grateful.
Yes, I'm trying to get your mind away from politics for just a moment to give you a little stress break. I do want to ask you, though, obviously, I mean, we're all interested to see what happens today with Trump and Putin, and I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, it's a big moment of theater. There's obviously a lot of for them to discuss, everything from the Russian meddling in the United States election to Ukraine, Syria, North Korea. And also then throw into that, you have the very highly improvisational American president, Trump. So it's really not clear what to expect. There is obviously the theater of the moment, which gets a little overdone. But one of the things that a U.S. president can use as a bargaining or leverage point with the Russian president is how he treats him in public. Vladimir Putin has been on a march since coming into power to reassert Russia's role in the world as a power. A U.S. president who acknowledges that role, who shows a certain kind of respect to Vladimir Putin, might get more with honey than with vinegar. And so that might be one thing to look for, is the sort of respect shown by President Trump to Vladimir Putin. You could have, on the other end of the scale, you could imagine a president coming out and being very tough on Russia, not just for the meddling in the U.S. election, but also for kind of getting in the way a little bit of what the U.S. is trying to do against ISIS in Syria. So in North Korea and the United Nations, the Russia and China have not been helping the United States. So there are a bunch of different ways this could go, and it'll be fascinating to see what actually happens.
Speaking of that, the narrative certainly has been North Korea this week, and I want to get your thoughts on the South Korean president saying he'll seek talks with Kim Jong-un.
Yes, well, it is what the South Korean president promised when he ran for office and was elected. Really, because there are only bad options in North Korea, the idea of negotiation, certainly from the South Korean perspective, is the least bad option, because, of course, they are the front lines of any attack from North Korea. And so they would be most likely to feel the pain of any military engagement with North Korea. So this little gentle effort to allow families to visit is kind of the beginning of an attempt to try to negotiate with North Korea, because all the other options are either let it do it what it wants, which is nobody seems to support, or a military engagement, which could be a disaster.
John, what do you have planned for Sunday on Face the Nation?
We'll roll through all the options. in terms of North Korea, there are two major things that have happened. Obviously, there's the intercontinental ballistic missile test. This is the first time the North Koreans have successfully tested something that could reach the U.S. mainland. The assessments are that it could that what they fired could make it to Alaska at least. So they have jumped down the line in terms of the real threat, which is an intercontinental ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead on it. That's the one big development this week. And the other is the development that President Trump seems to have kind of shoved the Chinese aside. He had placed all of his chips on the Chinese in terms of solving the North Korean problem, and now seems to have kind of given up on them rhetorically and also in terms of the way the U.S. has been behaving. Putting pressure on China with trade sanctions. There's a U.S. military vessel in border on the South China Sea, which the Chinese find is a very provocative action. So there is so if the United States is kicking China to the side, what does that mean? Does that mean the U.S. goes it alone on North Korea? Does it mean it can create some kind of relationship with Japan and South Korea? This matters, of course, because the more friends you to have when you take action, the more stable that action is. As opposed to if the U.S. just does something on its own.
Well, we've got John McCain on the show on Sunday.
That's right. That's what we've got so far. McCain will be in studio, obviously, as chairman of the Armed Services Committee. This is an issue of North Korea that is right at the center of his interest. He also, obviously, has been a longtime Russia hawk, so we'll get his assessment of the Putin meeting. And then finally, he was in Afghanistan recently, and this is, the U.S. military is thinking of sending 3,000 to 5,000 more troops into Afghanistan. That's a war that's been going on for almost 17 years. And so let's not forget that there's a lot of U.S. activity still taking place in Afghanistan, even while we're consumed with these other fronts. So we'll talk to him about that as well.
John, we'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. Always appreciate your time, of course, here on Fridays.
Thanks so much, Dave.
The host of CBS's Face the Nation, he is John Dickerson, WCCO Traffic and Weather, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.